Hey, happy day. Recently, I was on an airplane ride and I was sitting beside a fellow that I hadn't met before. And we got talking politics and he told me that he's a liberal. And I said, is liberal good? Are you happy to be liberal? He said, well, liberalism is great. He said, I used to be a conservative. I thought I was, at least. He said, I wasn't an active member or anything like that, but I wanted to help people. So I became a liberal. And I said, wow, that's kind of insulting because I'm a conservative and you just said that I don't help people. I help more people than you do. And the difference is I help them with my money. You help them with my money. I don't think that's very nice. And I said, explain liberalism to me. He mumbled on and on. I said, but you just, talked. You didn't say anything. Sell me. Convert me. You look happy. I want to join. I want to become a pinko too. Help me become one of you. He couldn't. He had no wordage. And I said, but there must be some salesmanship here somewhere. He said, no. He said, we're better. I said, that's all you got. I said, but you use my money all the time. You're a builder. Yes. Yes. I said, you build buildings in Canada. Yes. I said, you get government money. Yes. I said, but that's my money. Governments don't have money. People have money and the government takes it from them and gives it to other people like you. You're special. Why? Why is that a good thing? Why is it good for the country? It certainly isn't good for me. I guess it's kind of good for you. I said, describe liberalism to me. He couldn't. And I said, well, it's big government, small opportunity, big taxes, big control. They control you and you, it's okay if you have an opinion, as long as it's the same as their opinion and you're not allowed to step out of line or smack. And I said, that's liberalism, pinkoism, and socialism is advanced even from that because there's more government control. And that's where liberalism goes into socialism. And of course, communism is socialism in a hurry. And I said, the capitalist system is the best system because you have small taxes, big opportunity, small government, and rights and freedom. I want the right to protect my family and I want the right to fail. I want the right to succeed. He said, but if you succeed, you make all that money and that's not very fair. And I said, but hold on, it is fair because more jobs are created and I hire people and I share the wealth. Oh, no, to share the wealth, you have to have higher taxes and you have to give money to me. And I said, but that's not very nice, is it? I mean, what a mixed up way of thinking. It reminded me of the story of a liberal and a conservative walking down the road one evening, and there is a dead man in the ditch, and he had 9 bullet holes in him and 7 knife wounds and a baseball bat with full of blood by his head. And the liberal ran away, and he's, where are you going? I got to find this man. We have to find him. He needs my help. Oh. The conservative started running and caught up with the liberal. The liberal said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for him too, but I'm going to hang him. That's the difference. There has to be a consequence, right? And right is the word. I mean, guns. Conservative says, I don't like guns, so I'm not going to buy one. Liberal says, I don't like guns, so nobody should be able to buy one. A vegetarian says, I don't like meat, so nobody should be able to have meat. A conservative says, I like meat. If you don't like meat, don't eat meat. It goes on like that. Bully comes to mind. I mean, that's the difference between right and left. And so often I said to left-wing people, sell me, convince me. It must be a good system. How come you can't sell it? Because you don't have a clue what it is. So where's the failure? Who failed? They failed, of course, because they don't have a mind and they haven't thought, right? I mean, but who's really at fault? The politicians. The politicians. It's their job to use the words. Use your words. That's how adults talk to children, right? Use your words, and they don't. People should hear the words pinko and communism and socialism. They shouldn't hear it from me. They should hear it from the politicians. Politicians need to categorize what each candidate stands for, what each party stands for, and say, there you go. I know a lot of socialists who want a double garage, and they want 2 cars to put in the garage, right? But they don't understand the difference. So many people, adults, don't know the difference between right and left. They think it's, often you say to people, turn right, and they turn left. Anyway, everybody's mixed up like a dog's breakfast. So how do you fix it? Politicians are part of the fix. They need to tell people what it is. Vote for me because, instead, I have nice hair, and I have a pretty wife. I have a nice car. I have a family name that's strong. Vote for me. Those are the wrong reasons. Vote for me because I ain't a pinko, or vote for me because I am a pinko. Describe what it is, right? And then people will act accordingly. Right now, people vote for something, or people, someone. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're voting for. Politicians talk. Tell people. The silent majority has silenced us. And that's where you know, where we are now, it's because it's the mess we're in is because people haven't spoken up. It's time for people to speak. But a lot of them don't know what to speak about. They don't know what to talk about. Politicians and us, we need to tell people. Do your own little survey when you're on a plane or sitting beside somebody somewhere and say, what's the difference between right and left? Describe liberalism to me. Are you a liberal? Yeah, sell me. Duh. Hey, hey. Those are the differences. See ya. Oh, I'm right. Right? I'm always right. See ya.